This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Look, Tom, these days, people like yourselves subject themselves to...
People like myself?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like fashionable, dance really well?
No, reality stars.
Oh,
okay. People subject themselves to TV shows, reality TV shows.
I'm not a reality star.
You used to be.
I was on a reality show.
You wouldn't call yourself a star?
No, that's ridiculous. Who would be going on a reality star and call themselves reality TV than say I'm a star? You're a nobody who sat there and was manipulated into a situation that you've got no control over, why some multi-million dollar company uses you and abuses you to get ratings and make lots of money while you get nothing.
Sounds like you had a great experience.
Oh, I had a great time. I had a great time. I won 3 Logies.
Yeah. Hey, do you get the Logies? You have
I
them.
Got to hold them for a moment.
There's no, they don't give you a copy.
No, because they only get given one, and if they want extras, the show has to pay for them, and they said no. So what they did is they gave us a certificate that was printed on their home computer, and they laminated it and said, congratulations, here's your Logie. We got to hold the Logie as well. You know what I did with the laminated certificate? I put it back in the envelope and told him that I found it quite rude, and then I actually went to the computer, made the same certificate they did, and wrote, congratulations, Channel 10 and Foxtel, we won you another bloody Logie. Then I laminated it, and when they presented the certificates to all of us, I presented one back to them. You should have seen the look on their face. I said, yeah, it's quite rude, isn't it? When you've done all that work, and you've put all that effort in, and what you get is a laminated certificate.
Oh my God.
I used to be president of the PNC at a school. We used to make this stuff for kindergarten kids. So let me tell you, and I copied it exactly the same colours, the same everything. It took me a little while to do it.
I was going
to
say, you're not friends with computers that much, but
when
wow.
I say I, you know, when
Wayne.
I say I, Wayne,
sorry,
yeah, but yeah. I dictated, you know, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, and they didn't find it funny. This was at a dinner.
Here's me wondering, why isn't Tom taking the world by storm? He's one of the funniest guys I know. Now I'm starting to see you giving out fake awards to everyone.
No, I only gave a fake award they gave me. Do you know, I was reading somewhere in America at the moment, no, in England, do you know reality stars are getting offered like thousands of dollars to basically have sex with like rich people who want to have a celebrity on their arm?
No way.
Paying these reality stars. And I'm thinking, you know, I've given out my email address, I've given out my phone number, and no one's offered me yet.
I was going to say, how much would you take? What would be like the sum of money?
Look, it would depend. Let's just say in this room here, if you were offering, you'd have to pay millions. But then if The Apprentice was offering, I'd do it for free. I mean, look at him.
You'd pay him, wouldn't you?
I'd pay him.
You know, Channel 10 these days are actually cutting back on how much influencers from, like, let's say, like The Bachelor, they're cutting back on how much they can earn. Because...
Oh, that's great. So let's pay them 3.5 cents to give their life away. Then tell them they're not allowed to... But you know what? It's really funny because we used to go to all the parties and all these reality... You know, the new Married at First Sight, the new Kitchen Rules come up and go, oh, do you remember me? You said that about me on TV. And they get all excited. And I looked at them and go, sweetheart, I did Gogglebox for 8 seasons, 4 years. I watched a million of you people either try to find a wife, cook a meal, build a house... sell your soul to the devil. And I said, you all blended into one. I can't tell the difference. I don't care.
What was your least favourite popular Australian TV show?
Bachelor.
Yeah?
Married at First Sight. Any of those things. What is wrong with people? Why would you go and sell your soul just for some half-rate man?
Well, all they were doing, I'm realising now, all they were doing it for is for the social media clout. And clout would be power, influence, following.
Well, there's a young Married at First Sight lady, and I don't want to say her name because it's going through court, but she was up at Byron Bay with my daughter. So she lives up near there.
And she hung out with your daughter, or is she just there in the same...
No, she dating a man called, a footballer called Kerry or something, somebody who once urinated in his own mouth. Not a very nice man. Wayne Kerry or
Wayne,
someone?
Yeah, Wayne Kerry.
Someone
yeah.
like that. So his girlfriend turned up, who's from Married at First Sight, and doesn't like Tegan because Tegan knows this boy, this footballer. And they called her names, and they had a punch-up at Byron Bay football last week.
Wait, your daughter punched on with the girl?
Technically, she didn't because her boss was sitting 2 tables away, so she said she didn't get involved. But someone from her football team, the young lady, got up and punched this Married at First Sight woman straight in the nose. Then she started throwing beer bottles at him.
Wow, I gotta rewind here. Who's punching? You've just given me so much goss. Andy, you're going to have field day on the podcast here. Who punched on with you? Was it your daughter punching on with the Married at First Sight?
The Married at First Sight girl called my daughter some horrible names.
Okay.
Tegan said she just let it go because her boss was only sitting two benches away from her watching the football. And she works for real estate in Byron Bay and they sell like million-dollar homes. So she can't be naughty. Yeah, and they had a punch-up.
Wow. Who is they? You still haven't defined they. You're not allowed to say it. Okay.
Say because she's technically in court, and Tegan told me yesterday that they've agreed in court that the woman will write an apology letter rather than go to jail.
Wow.
Yeah. She's got to write an apology. I'm so sorry that I'm a B-rate reality star who thinks that my shit don't stink and I've really got no other thing in life. So what I'll do is I'll pick on other people.
Thomas, you've just given us one of the hottest scoops I think I've ever had the privilege of witnessing here in the Joy Studios.
No, you miss. I've got heaps of scoops. What about the time I got into the beaver from The Bachelor wanted to punch me at a party?
Oh, of course he did, yeah. When was... What happened? Give me a quick recap. Give me a 20-second recap on that one.
So we went to... What do you call the big golden cup? Melbourne Cup.
Melbourne Cup,
so
yeah.
So it's the after party on top of Crown. And then, The Bachelor come up and goes, you... I wanted to know what I said about him on TV after we'd watched The Bachelor.
Yeah,
and
all
I'd said was, well, that wasted 12 weeks of my life, didn't it? Yeah, and he told me to F off and got all aggressive at me like that. And I'm telling you, it started off being 10 people listening, and by the time we finished yelling at each other,
there were
400.
That's not like you'd imagine.
Someone's coming out of the bathroom and someone runs at him and says, let me tell you, you better get your husband because I think the beaver's about to punch him. And then he got all upset. And then the guy from 9SM said to me, so... What was upset if people yelled at him? I said, I couldn't care whether he was a Humphrey B. Bear, the badger, or a beaver. I spent 12 weeks watching a love story and he threw everyone over. Where is he now?
God, you're considerate, Thomas.
Yeah. Gather round, folks. It's time for... Wisdom with my co-host Tom. It's
time for Tom's Wisdom. Yeah, I don't know why. God, you don't want my wisdom today. You know that.
I feel like...
I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm angry, I haven't packed yet for tomorrow. You don't need me to give you advice.
This one's a fun wisdom, though.
Okay, I'm happy. I mean, you need all the help you can get, my
love.
I do. You know that, sweetie.
Now, I know you don't like Love Island or MAFS or any of those love-related shows.
I mean, look, if you're looking for a venereal disease, I'd encourage you to go onto that show. Go out there if you've got no morals and you're happy to give it away to any uneducated, fake-boobed, long-nosed...
You know, up my alley. Let's go for it. So I've started the application for Love Island, but immediately the first thing has absolutely stumped me when they ask, in 50 words or fewer, please write a dating profile for yourself.
Oh, okay. Well, I think what you've got to try and do is make sure you look like a good catch, right?
Okay.
So I'd start off with saying, like you live at home. So that means basically you're always going to have clean sheets because your mummy does your laundry.
Live at home. Has clean sheets. All right, continue.
Another good thing I think about you when I look at you is you're very small framed. I'd say petite. So, they're going to save money on buying your clothes in the children's section at Kmart.
Okay.
I mean, that saves a lot of money.
I'm going to just write petite there because everything else was hurtful. Go on.
I'd say you care about your appearance.
Care about my appearance.
Weekly haircuts. Unable to walk by a mirror without checking oneself out.
Positive,
yeah.
One's fortnightly, mind you. Fortnightly haircuts, but I can't walk past a
weekly.
Mirror.
Yes.
This isn't weekly. This is 2 weeks old, my friend, now.
Okay. Oh, look, another good thing about you is you do own your own transport. I'm telling you, that's a very cute little skateboard, and it's got four wheels. I mean, you're doing very well.
I wrote down owns car because I thought you were being nice, but no, I do own a skateboard.
Owns his own skateboard.
Owns skateboard.
But I think the most important thing I think it'll get you on the show, tell them, you're easygoing.
Easygoing.
Which is code for I'm unemployed and I've got no expectations in life.
Unemployed, no expectations. All right, let's read this list back to you, Tom. Hmm? And let's see if you would date this on Love Island. Live at home, has clean sheets.
Well, I mean, if you lived on your own, most single men that live on their own haven't washed their sheets in 6 months. Yeah.
Okay, so that's a great selling point. And petite framed, you say.
Yeah, so they're going to... Whoever you're going to date is going to save money on buying you,
I thought it was a little bit thick. Okay. I'm not even thick with okay.
No, sweetheart, you're still children's section of Kmart. I've seen it. Yeah.
I'm a medium now. Thank you very much. I care about my appearance. Very true.
Yeah.
You got me into moisturising, though. I never moisturised before. You said I had to do it as I get wrinkly and old. I got scared.
Yeah, but I mean, you can put moisture on without having to spend 15 minutes looking at your own reflection.
Well, no, it's about an hour a day.
Yeah.
It's accumulative. Owns skateboard.
Yeah,
I own
your own transport?
I own two. We could,
he's like a multi-millionaire.
There's date night.
Hang on, he's like the Gina Reinhardt of the eastern suburbs of Melbourne. he just owns it all. Yeah.
I'm easygoing, unemployed. Okay, you keep making the unemployed. I have four jobs. What do you mean I'm unemployed? I won't list them. There's four jobs there.
Yeah, but you've actually got to get paid.
I get paid for more. I don't count this as a job. There's five then.
Oh, okay. Five jobs. Really?
Yeah.
For someone with five jobs, you're home a lot. You're always out socializing. Oh, I've got five jobs. But I'm only ever left the house for 3 minutes a day.
Yeah,
oh,
time efficient. Time is money, baby.
See, look, I think all those things. Easygoing. I think that's very true. And it basically just says you've got no expectations in life.
Okay, so if I were to rephrase this so that someone would actually want to have me on their show, I would say physically I'm lean. I'm lean and athletic instead of petite. I think that's getting nods. I'm going to turn everyone's mics on. You guys, I need some feedback here. I live at home, have clean sheets. I might just, I'm tidy and I'm hygienic. Is that a good one?
Well, yeah, I mean, hygienic is a good point. Yeah. But you still don't need to spend 6.5 hours in a bathroom just to leave.
Okay.
That's true.
Fair call. Okay. No, I'll take that on board. I care about my appearance. How do I... well groomed. What do you say there? What do I?
Yeah, very well groomed.
Yeah. Like how do I frame that though in a way that someone be like, oh,
don't stink.
Don't stink.
Doesn't stink.
There we go.
Yeah. Looks too really bad. Good in cheap clothing. Yeah.
It's really true. Though.
But I'm just saying, like, you actually look really good in a lot of cheap man-made fibres. I mean, half of what you're wearing is making me itchy just sitting here.
You could say it's not the clothes that make the man.
Clothes
optional.
And easygoing. So I'm fun, I'm charismatic, I'm friendly.
Absolutely.
Kind. Yep. Tom's not agreeing with any of those.
I'm the one that said all these things about you.
Oh, well, you're kind of in a roundabout way.
Yeah, well, it's like anything. It's like a job application. I tried to think of how a nice way to say that you're unemployed with no expectations. You're easygoing. So that's what you'd put in your job application.
Okay.
Which is, yeah.
Okay, all right.
But most people will be able to read between the lines.
Yeah. Wow, thanks, Tom. That was so unhelpful. Another Tom's wisdom, and it was successful.
Now, we were just talking before about how I want to apply for Love Island. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we've got our illustrious intern here, and he's and I've put him to good work, and he's writing it for me. I'm going to quickly turn your microphone on. How's it looking? Do you think I could make it potentially?
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I might need a few more minutes, but
we'll check in then.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
I'll come back.
I'm actually really excited about this because I'm terrible at talking myself up. I had a Tinder profile and I got zero matches. I just didn't know how to market myself.
I actually discussed it with you. Your picture looked like some 70s porn picture.
I thought I was trying to bring back 70s porn
though.
No one's ready for it.
No, it's not.
No one's ready for 70s porn.
Nice little 20-year-old girls out there, which is your age group that you're trying to date.
Yeah,
and not going to be attracted by your sleazy looking. You know, come hither eyes, looking through sunglasses with your shirt half open.
Terrible. Tom, you've only seen that photo once, but you remember it pretty darn well.
Oh, I've got it on my screensaver. let me tell you, it sits above my bed. I've got it blurring up into a full picture.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.